Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
1 week from today, I'll be at the United States Supreme Court presenting oral argument on a major case involving censorship of Christian viewpoints. We're going to be talking about that on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this case all started with a flag, the Christian flag, but it's not just about the flag, is it?
No, it's much bigger than that. You have this place in Boston where the city for 12 years created what they call, and this is their words, it takes on specific legal importance as well, a public forum.
Keyword public.
Public forum.
Public.
And that the public forum was what? Open to all applicants.
To all the public.
To all the public. So they have a public forum open to all applicants. They encourage you to take part of it.
But...
And for 12 years, it was no problem.
Right.
284 applications by private individuals, all were approved. And we're talking about flag raising. So you could have an event in various locations, but you could also, as part of your event, use one of the flagpoles, which was also designated by the city as a public forum. They would take down their flag, and you could temporarily raise your private flag with regards to your specific event that you were doing. 12 years, no problem. But now in 2017, when Camp Constitution, ironically named Camp Constitution, because why? They teach about the Constitution, and they wanted to honor the Constitution.
On Constitution Day.
On Constitution Day.
September 17th.
Yeah, in September 2017. So they applied, and they wanted to raise the Christian flag on the flagpole public forum while they were having their event down at the base of the flag for about an hour, and the application was denied. And
but you said earlier that how many flags have been approved?
284.
With no problem.
Not a single denial. No problem. But this one had a problem that was raised by the city, and that is because in the application...
He got triggered.
The word Christian triggered the censorship because Hal Shurtleff, the founder of Camp Constitution, said he wanted to fly the Christian flag. The Christian flag is a white flag, blue square in the corner with a red cross in the blue square.
But even though the city officials didn't even know what the Christian flag
was. They didn't even know
like.
What the Christian flag was.
It's just that word.
They didn't really care what the Christian flag looked like. In fact, they said that you could fly the same flag, just don't call it Christian. Now let that sink in. You could fly the exact same flag, same exact identical flag, just don't call it Christian. There's no words on the flag. So the words are not there. It's not Christian on the flag. So as long as you filled out the application and you removed the word Christian and just called it the Camp Constitution flag, that would have been fine. That's part of the undisputed testimony in the court record.
It was unbelievable to me. The two lower courts, the lower court and the Court of Appeals, both sided with Boston.
Yeah, twice. Not just once,
that's
twice.
That's unbelievable.
First time, you know, when we lost at the lower court, I thought, that's just ridiculous. Obviously, we'll get a reversal at the Court of Appeals. I argued it at the Court of Appeals, and lo and behold, they weren't receptive to the argument, and we got a 3-0 decision against us. I thought, but that is really odd. Mm-hmm. And then we went back and got more discovery. We learned the history of 12 years. We got all that information, got a lot more ammunition, went back to the court, and got denied again, ruled in favor of the city, went back to the Court of Appeals, surely we'll win here, got denied again at the Court of Appeals 3-0. And I thought that was just unbelievable. We filed a petition with the U.S. Supreme Court on September 30. The High Court agreed to hear the case. Now, the fact that we lost twice at the Court of Appeals and the Supreme Court now wants to get involved, you never can predict what the Supreme Court's going to do. But it's a good indication, because if they didn't want to touch this case, if they thought that it was correctly decided, they could have just left it alone, moved on to something else.
Right, but this case will set national precedent. What do you see happening?
I think here's the issue. The city of Boston, after this issue came up, they decide to come at it with their defense. Their first defense was, well, it's Christian, and therefore it would be an establishment of religion. We couldn't put it up because it's government speech. Then they said it's really government speech, so we can control everything. Well, that's not what they did for 12 years, and that's not what they did in their policy. The written policy is very clear that the only reason that they can deny the flag is, you know, if the person has violated policies in the past. There's like neutral criteria, none of which apply to this case. And so they had all these private individuals. For example, Holly, they have, within about a week of each other, they have a private citizen applying to fly the flag of China, the communist flag of China, to celebrate the communist revolution in Mao Zedong, the person who was responsible for murdering millions and millions of people. And they support, these people support communist China. Then about a week later, they have another guy who fills out an application, and he wants to fly a different flag of Taiwan. So Taiwan doesn't want to be under China. China thinks that Taiwan's under China. So how can that be government speech? Is the government, on the one hand, in one week, pro-communist, and in the very next week, anti-communist and pro-Taiwanese? Obviously, these are private viewpoints being expressed right by these flags, and these are individuals giving the application.
As well as other flags they've flown, the transgender flag, which I didn't even know there was a flag like that, LGBT flag, the pride flag, rainbow flag. I mean, all those other flags, as well as other countries they've flown. So are they endorsing those as well?
No, they're not. And that's why they've never done that. But when it came up to the defense of this case, they now changed course and said, everything is government speech. It's our speech. Well, why did you open it up as a public forum? Why did you open it up to all applicants? Why did you never censor? Why did only the word Christian come up? Why is it that you said you could fly the same flag, just change the word in the application and eliminate the word Christian in the application? No, what really this is about is religious bigotry masquerading as government speech. And in fact, that's actually a quote. This is religious discrimination masquerading as government speech. That's a quote from 12 states that filed a brief in support of our case. 12 states filed the brief. It was written by the Attorney General of Kentucky. Kentucky plus 11 other states joined in, including the United States of America filed a brief, and they've actually asked for a portion of oral argument time as well.
Yeah, we have 17 amicus briefs, including the ACLU.
Yeah, including the ACLU even filed a brief.
Which is surprising.
From Massachusetts. The ACLU of Massachusetts filed a brief.
But I mean, Matt, we're talking about Boston. This is part of our history, our Judeo-Christian principle history. I mean, just think of John Adams was alive today and he heard about this.
Yeah, John Adams and also his cousin Samuel Adams. Mm-hmm. They were both Christians. They were both very influential in the founding era. John Adams wrote the Massachusetts Constitution, and he was the first vice president, second president. He's the one who said, that religion and morality were very necessary to government and that our Constitution is made only for a religious and a moral people.
Right. This is the foundation of America, not communism.
And so what Camp Constitution wanted to do during this September 2017 week is celebrate the Constitution, along with our Judeo-Christian heritage in the Christian community and the influences throughout history of Boston and Massachusetts toward the Constitution. It's all very consistent with the purpose of why that forum was created. But the single word Christian is the one that ultimately caused the censorship. So if we lose, what would that mean is that governments across the country could, at their own whim, just decide, oh, I'm going to censor this particular Christian viewpoint because it's my speech, the government speech, not private speech.
Give me an example of that.
Well, just take an example of the public library common meeting room, where the library wants to invite people from the public. But now you want to have a meeting in that common room to talk about the Christian history of the founders. Mm-hmm. And they say, no, you can't do that because that's an establishment of religion. It's our public library.
So they'd be censoring your speech.
So they're censoring that. Or take an after-school Bible club. that you could censor all the after-school Bible clubs, all the good news clubs at public schools, because the government could say, oh, we're going to allow this other kind of speech, but that's Christian speech, and we're not going to allow
it. So this case is critical to our free speech.
It's very critical to the free speech issue. So pray for this case. A week from today, literally, I'll be at the Supreme Court arguing this case, and the justices will ultimately make a decision sometime before June of this year. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/flag, for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776.